Of course, we still got a primary going on despite the coronavirus crisis. We are checking in with all of the GOP gubernatorial candidates to get their take on how the governor is handling the situation. Joining me on the line right now is the chief of the Republic Police, Lauren Culp. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jason. It's good to be here.
So first question, just overall, big picture, how do you think the governor has handled the coronavirus public health crisis?
There's a couple thoughts on that. First of all, you know, our elected public servants are not doctors. They are put in place for one purpose, and that is to oversee the government on behalf of the people who put them in office. And Article 1, Section 1 of the U.S. of the state constitution states that the number one role of our government is to protect citizens' rights. And that's really what's got me a little concerned. And also, I want to say that our thoughts and prayers are with the families who've lost loved ones because of this virus.
But take us through that, specifically where your concern is, because I've certainly heard concern that, you know, some of these orders that the governor is making could potentially run awry of the Constitution. I've chatted with Republican lawyers all saying the exact same thing, both nationally and locally, that the governor in this case is acting well within the law.
Well, as free people, we don't need politicians dictating our freedoms away, no matter what the crisis. Our freedoms are what made this country great, right? And I'm not downplaying the severity of this virus, but our freedoms are in place no matter what. You know, the government has used crises throughout our history to restrict citizens' rights. You know, World War II was a reason that Japanese Americans were put in internment camps. And I don't believe that our government should be using a crisis to restrict our rights. You know, Inslee has shut down businesses all across the state, but only certain businesses. He has restricted people's freedoms to associate with other people to a certain amount. And I think that that's a very slippery slope that we go down when we have someone sitting in an office chair that we elected and put them there dictating to us as free people what we can and cannot do. Now, as governor, I would recommend that people do not do certain things, like if the medical professionals are telling me that people shouldn't gather in large groups because it would exacerbate the spread of the virus, then I would suggest that to the citizens of Washington. I wouldn't tell business owners that, well, you have this kind of a business and you need to shut it down. You have this other kind of a business, you can keep it open. That's a dictator to me. That's not.
So is the president acting out? But the president is taking the exact same position, for example, on large gatherings. He's done exactly the same thing as Governor Inslee has. Is the president acting like a dictator? Or do you think that there are concerns with what the president is doing as well?
I don't believe that the president has dictated it the way that our governor has. I don't think that any government elected public servant, and that's what they are, they should not be telling a free people how to act and violating their rights. Our liberties are very important, right? That's what makes us Americans. And if government can take our liberties because of a crisis, do we really have liberties? Or is it just permission to exercise them as they deem appropriate? I mean, I don't delegate my freedoms to any politician. You can suggest to me that this would be the right thing to do, and that's what they should do, but they're not a dictator.
Yeah, but to be fair, so we've got that declaration coming from Governor Jay Inslee, for example, closing all restaurants, not having anyone inside, but you can still order for a pickup or delivery. He's not asking you as the chief of police in Republic, nor any sheriff or anyone, to go ahead and enforce that declaration. He's still essentially leaving it up to the businesses to act. And I mean, they're choosing to act in accordance with the declaration, but you certainly know that you're not having your officers go ahead and enforce this law, this declaration.
Nor would I, but there are other governors that are telling people, do not violate these mandates. And what comes after that but force?
Lauren,
and it wouldn't surprise me that Jay Inslee would go that far. I mean, he has very little regard for small businesses as it is. Look how he acted to the vaping industry. Mm-hmm. He shut down half of the vaping mom-and-pop stores across this state over erroneous information.
Just joining us, we're talking with Lauren Culp. He is a GOP gubernatorial candidate. He is also the police chief over in the city of Republic. By the way, KTTH.com has the full video and audio of the GOP gubernatorial debate that I moderated that all top five of the candidates participated in. If the doctors came out and said what we know about coronavirus is now it's much more contagious and deadly than we previously thought. We end up having some sort of spike in the amount of deaths, and it's impacting people all across the board. Would you then get on board any kind of restriction on public gathering, or would you still say, you know, we want to protect rights, and we recommend this strongly, but you go ahead and do as you wish, even if the death toll climbs?
This isn't the first virus that we've dealt with.
Correct.
You know, and it will not be the last. We're going to get through this. But having our elected public servants disregard our freedoms will have long-lasting effects way after this virus is forgotten, just like the swine flu and the H1N1. All of them. And that's my worry.
Yeah, but right now I can't travel because of the president. I can't travel outside of the United States. He's put in restrictions on travel to the EU, back and forth, right? So, and the border the same way. I'm not part of the essential sort of caveat that would allow me to go into Canada right now. Is the president acting as a tyrant, or is the president doing what medical officials are saying is necessary for the short term?
The president has constitutional authority to control the borders of our country and who comes in and who goes out. The Constitution of Washington State does not give Jay Inslee the right to tell what business has to close and what business can stay open.
According to Rob McKenna, who is the former attorney general, and Matt Larkin is running for attorney general right now, who does not like Inslee, does not like doesn't like Bob Ferguson. He's saying that the Washington State Constitution gives the governor, whomever it is, pretty broad strokes in a public health emergency. I just did a panel with John Yoo, who's a former deputy attorney general under the Bush administration. He, of course, is best known for authoring the torture memo that allowed, I'm glad that it did, for certain methods of interrogation against terrorists. They're all saying the exact same thing as far as the right to do this is concerned. Is it more about what you think the governor is doing politically that's wrong versus whether or not he has that right? Because I think it's a very valid point that lots of people have certain rights to engage in certain closures or whatever, but it's also subjective as to whether or not it's appropriate.
Just because someone has the power or because someone passed a law and gave them the power to do something doesn't make it moral or just. Right.
Yeah, and that's
Dr.
a different
Martin
point,
and I
appreciate that.
We have an obligation to obey just laws, and I'm paraphrasing here.
Yeah.
But we have a moral obligation to disobey unjust laws, and if the state legislature gave the governor the power to tell which business is going to stay open, which business is going to close, and what people can do and can't do in their private lives, then that is immoral. That goes against the very founding principles of this state and this government.
So last question for you. If it was Governor Culp right now, given what we know at this point, and obviously things change over time, but given what we know right now, what would be your directive? What would you be telling the Washington voter?
Like I said, I'm not a doctor. I don't know the first thing about being a doctor. I've never even played one on TV before, but I would pass on the information, use the position of the governor to pass on the information that I received from the medical professionals and tell the citizens that I work for what's going on, what they can do to prevent this and to slow the spread. I wouldn't dictate to them what they're going to do. That's the difference between being a free person and having a dictator ruling over you.
There you go. The website, culpforgovernor.com, C-U-L-P-F-O-R, governor.com. We've been talking with Lauren Culp. He is a GOP gubernatorial candidate. He's hoping to be the Republican who takes on Governor Jay Inslee in November. We appreciate you stopping by.
And I would like to point out one other thing, too, Jason, that,
yes,
that's not getting a lot of coverage. It's, everybody's panicked because it's nonstop news about how many people are infected, but they rarely talk about how many people recover and how many have actually died. And it's less than 1% of people have actually died, and that's a tragedy, yes. But the amount of people that have recovered is huge, and they're not covering that hardly at all.
Well, present company excluded on that one. We appreciate you
thank
coming
you
on,
that.
Chief. I appreciate it. Again, culp4governor.com. You're listening to the Jason Rancho. Let's get you home the right way with Right Way Traffic.